Our story begins in Mac and Raven's apartment, where they are celebrating Christmas with Todd, Hannah, and Connie.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
Santa, I think you've lost a few pounds.
You know, I'm not sure Marty bought me a Santa either.
He is a smart kid. Don't you just love that red outfit Connie bought him? He's so adorable.
I saw it at Macy's and had to have it.
Speaking of kids, where did Clint take off to?
Where do you think? To see Dara.
Of course. Can I get anybody anything else to eat or drink?
I'm stuffed, Raven. If the holidays aren't over soon, I'll have to lose some weight after the new year.
Hey, don't even talk about that. I'm trying not to think about all the food I've eaten since Thanksgiving.
How's the new apartment going, Todd?
Not bad. Sure beats the hotel I was staying in.
Hey, you have some good memories there, though, right?
Of course.
Hannah? Is that a new bracelet? As a matter of fact, it is. Todd gave it to me last night.
Todd, it's lovely.
Thanks. I try.
You turned out to be quite the romantic, Todd.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, I taught him everything he knows. At Rex's apartment, Ellie and Agnes are talking in the living room while Rex and Perry are wrapping gifts in the bedroom.
What are they doing in there?
Have you told them yet, Mom?
No. Can't we wait until after Christmas?
So you honestly want to act like you have a speech problem all day? Why?
Please, Ellie, let's not ruin this Christmas for Rex, okay?
Fine, Mom, but I'm telling Rex after Christmas if you don't. Got it?
What were you two talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Ellie, you look great. How's your new job at TM?
It's going okay. Still trying to figure out what my role will be.
Mom, how are you feeling?
Good.
It's nice to see you, Miss Walker.
Perry.
The ham should be done any minute, and we can sit down and eat.
It smells great, Rex.
Before we eat, I just want to tell you all that I'm very happy to be sharing this Christmas with you. We've been through a lot in 2004, but we're going to come out of it stronger and closer than ever.
Rex, don't go getting all sentimental on us.
Hey, it's my apartment, so my rules today. Seriously, I love you all, and I hope that you know that.
Aw, we love you too, Rex.
Why are they torturing me on Christmas?
At Turner's penthouse, Blake has just arrived with Matt, surprising Terry and Charlie.
Hello, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Maddie, didn't expect to see you here today. Blake, where's Marilyn?
Charlie, Marilyn and I are no longer together.
What? You're kidding me, right? I just saw her yesterday and we talked about the two of you. Told her she was the best thing that ever happened to you. What's going on?
It's a long story. I'd rather not get into it now if you don't mind.
Merry Christmas, Charlie. Hello, Terry.
Hi, Matt.
Okay. So what's this? The two of you just run into each other today or something?
Matt and I are friends, Charlie, and we both live at the Algonquin. That's really all you need to know.
Oh, really? Well, for some strange reason, I have the feeling I'm missing something here, and I'm getting a little nauseous thinking about it, so I'm going to change the subject since it's Christmas.
Good.
Eggnog, anyone?
at her apartment, Marilyn opens the door and finds a worried Gretchen.
Marilyn, there you are. Why haven't you returned any of my calls? How did it go with Blake?
I didn't get to tell him about the cancer.
Well, why not? I thought you were going to tell him last night.
Oh, Gretchen. It's over. Blake and I are finished.
In her living room, Alexandra is celebrating Christmas with Chuck, Dara, Lucas, and Andrew.
Thanks for inviting us over, Alexandra.
Hey, what are neighbors for? Even I can be nice on Christmas.
I'll hold you to that.
Why aren't you looking at your watch, Dara?
I figured Clint would be here by now. He said he was going to stop by with my gift.
Huh? Clint? Clint's coming here?
Yeah, why?
I just remembered something I need to do.
What?
Something at the penthouse. I have to go.
You're not going anywhere, Andrew.
Sorry, Alex. You know I have to.
Are you pulling another scam, Andrew?
I'm so glad I forgot this. Oh. What? Scam? Me? Merry Christmas, everyone!
What was that all about?
Andrew and I go way back.
Let's just forget about that and enjoy our holiday here. Now, I wonder who that could be. Hello?
Could I speak to Alexandra Jones, please?
Speaking.
Mrs. Jones, this is Ruby Dawson at Bedford Hills. I was asked to give you a call to let you know that Larissa Davies is in labor. She's about to have her baby.
Join us again on Monday for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.